As we heard earlier in our show, the world's economic powers are meeting in London today in an effort to find a way out of the global financial meltdown. It's a daunting task, of course, but there's also a great deal of pomp and ceremony. To find out more about what you might call the lighter side of the summit, we turn to John Henley of The Guardian newspaper in London. Welcome.
Hello.
So President Obama and his wife Michelle had tea with Queen Elizabeth, their first get-together. And
that's right.
What transpired?
Well, it went down pretty well, I think. They were very relaxed, as you might have thought, perhaps, of someone like Barack Obama and his wife. There was a little bit of a sharp intake of breath in protocol circles in London just before they headed off into the Queen's kind of private salon for tea. Michelle actually put her arm around the Queen's shoulders, which I don't think anybody who's never met her before has ever done in Her Majesty's life. But Her Majesty looked pretty relaxed about it because she actually put her arm around Michelle's waist, which I think shows that they were on pretty good terms.
Well, I gather that the president gave the Queen an iPod loaded with American show tunes, among them Camelot.
That's right. Also a rare book signed by Richard Rodgers, apparently. And what we've heard here also is that on the iPod were scenes from the Queen's last official visit to the United States in 2007. There is a bit of a fuss here about the Obama administration's policy on gifts. It wasn't greatly appreciated when Gordon Brown went to Washington late last year and was given a boxed set of Great American Movies on DVD, which he couldn't even play when he got home because of the zoning problems with the various DVD equipment. Whereas Mr. Brown had kind of very thoughtfully, it was thought here, presented the president with a pen holder fashioned out of wood from one of the old anti-slaving ships. And it was thought maybe that, you know, these kind of high-tech, rather impersonal gifts might not kind of reflect the degree of thought and consideration that the president might like to be projecting.
So there was a bit of that, but I gather we won't know, but the Queen appreciated the the iPod. Who knows?
I can't quite
imagine the Queen wearing an iPod.
Well, apparently she already had one, in fact. She got one a couple of years ago after her son, Andrew, suggested that you know, she might like to plug into the new generation of sound. In fact, maybe we should briefly say on this protocol question, the president appeared a little confused sometimes yesterday. He repeatedly referred to England, where he seemed to be meaning Britain. And he might need to be careful with that in the future because it's a very important thing here. It upsets our Scottish and Welsh, Northern Irish friends.
Oh, yes.
Bit of a faux pas. Bit of a faux pas, yeah.
Now, let me just ask, how did the British respond to Michelle Obama, First Lady?
I think the answer is not with quite as much admiration and passion. I mean, they practically swooned when Carla Bruni, the former supermodel wife of the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, first came here last year. She was kind of compared to Jackie Kennedy, and that, you know, the Brits just completely fell for her. But I don't think there's any doubt about it. They very, very much took to Michelle Obama. And she's seen here as a very unusual combination of kind of great elegance, but real friendliness. I think, as shown by the fact that she felt able, you know, to put her arm around the Queen's shoulder, which is completely unheard of, and the Queen really didn't make a fuss about it at all. That kind of says all you need to know, really, about the way the British people see Michelle Obama.
John Henley, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
John Henley writes for The Guardian newspaper in London, where the G20 summit of world leaders and spouses is underway.